You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. It is a Thursday afternoon. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason. Mike Tenora at T-Storm Weather in Chicago is on the phone line to take up the weather forecast for the nation, the planet, all the growing regions. Good afternoon to you, Mike. Thanks for being with us. Let's start here in the Midwest. Is there any concern as we get rainfall that gets rid of a lot of the snow across a good portion, and warm temperatures, that is, too, across a good portion of the growing region for the red winter wheat, both hard and soft, for potential problems when cold air mass may come back in?
Yeah, well, the big issue going forward is that we do have a very cold air mass that will move on to the south beginning tomorrow and Saturday, but more so early next week, and for a large portion of next week for that matter. We'll see temperatures well below average by 15 to 25 degrees for much of next week across the northern half of the U.S., and that does include Illinois. This is a January-type air mass that's moving in for the end of February, possibly even into the beginning few days of March. Temperatures will fall below zero across much of the northern Corn Belt and the northern plains, which does reintroduce that threat for winter kill across hard red winter wheat areas of the Dakotas, Montana, and even into parts of Nebraska. We think there will be some snow, though, either Sunday or Monday, right before the core of Arctic air drops onto the south. So that should offer a little protection for that area of wheat.
Then turn your attention to the southern hemisphere. We probably should discuss the potential for harvest progress and how crops that are in all stages of the growing season there.
Yeah, it's a real mess at this time of the year in South America, with some crops being harvested, some being planted, some still sensitive to weather. The main issue at this point is that we do have a wet pattern in place across Mato Grosso, and that's limiting first crop harvesting, and it also will limit second crop corn planting. Their second crop corn is very large, and we need that to get planted on time, but with wet conditions there, that will be a bit sluggish over the next 10 days. Also, we do have dry areas across southeast Brazil, which is a large concern. This is a drought that's been taking place for the better part of 2 months now. It's having a big effect on coffee, probably a big effect on corn and soybeans across the region. That's also a bit of a problem because it stays dry there for the next 10 days. If you head a little bit further to the south in South Brazil and Paraguay, these areas have turned fairly dry over the last 5 weeks. There will be a few thunderstorms around, and that should alleviate some of that concern with the later maturing corn and soybeans across the region. But we're now looking for a very wet pattern, and that could be an issue that we'll see later at harvest when we start to get some yield reports out of that region. So overall, the situation in Brazil could be better. It could be worse. It definitely is not fantastic, and that'll be one of the bigger issues going forward over the next few weeks.
Okay, thanks so much for joining us today, Mike.
You're welcome.
Mike Tenora from T-Storm Weather in Chicago, Illinois, joins us here on the Closing Market Report. Please do visit our website. The address is willag.org. There you'll find all of our agricultural programming and our Outlook meeting schedule. Next week we'll be in Clinton on Wednesday evening at 7 o'clock. That at the campus, which belongs to Richland Community College. They have a new building in Clinton. It's right there on 51, so please do join us on Wednesday evening, 7 o'clock, at the Richland Community College building in Clinton, Illinois. You have a great afternoon. I'm Todd Gleason.